Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Happy God Talk Friday to you and yours, Brandon. Just a reminder, the bad words, the C, the A, the D, let's use none of those.
C, the A, the D.
And also because my mom's listening, it is God Talk Friday. So in that vein, here is your 5 seconds of silence brought to you by Smarticle Podcast. Okay, Brandon, let's talk mysticism once again. I feel like we've
done a lot of mysticism, but I like it.
Hovered around this mysticism, but I love today's. You're going to say it's my favorite one ever. Everyday mysticism, the post is alive for a reason, Brandon.
Yeah, it's excellent. It is not my favorite all time, but it is excellent.
They're quoting theologian Howard Thurman. I don't know anything about this guy.
I read about him only because of this, and he gets quoted a lot by the people.
What do we need to know about
the
Howard?
Good people of the Center for Action and Contemplation? Just a theologian who was a mystical theologian. Lived in the early part of the 20th century. I don't know. You can look him up. Howard Thurman.
Here is your smidge. As a seminary student walking home late one night, Thurman noticed the sound of water. He'd taken this route many times, and he had never heard a drip of water. The next day, Thurman discussed his observations with one of his professors, who told him that there was a canal underneath the street. Because of the noises of the streetcars and cars and trains, passerbyers were absent late at night. Howard could discern the sound of water. Thurman equates these sounds to the inner chatter within our minds that prevents us from being aware of God's presence. Quieting the surface noise in our minds is what Thurman urges us to do when he instructs us, as he does throughout his writing, to center down. What attracts and holds our attention determines how and when we will experience God. So here's my question for you, Brandon. If we're working all the time, if we're on TikTok all the time, if we're smoking the weeds all the time, is that determining how I'm going to experience God?
Well, absolutely. I mean, let's start with the basic concept that we have to believe in God to start with. Now I think that one could argue it's like, well, you may not believe in God, but God believes in you. So maybe you could use that whole thing. But if we start with the concept that we believe in God and we want to understand God at a deeper level, then if what we're doing every day, we just did a show on dehabituation, which will pop next week. We talked about this idea of we create these habits. There are good habits and there are bad habits. But if we're doing things that are clouding our ability to hear God, I loved his analogy of had never heard this water under the street because he'd only been there when it was loud. So I thought that was the perfect analogy for mysticism.
I never tied that to our routine talk, though.
Well, the routine talk is we...
Well, because if you're doing it while there's noise, you never hear. But if you do something different at a different time, you get a different perspective.
Absolutely. But the idea over and over, we see these examples of going out into nature to hear something different, to getting silence. We talk about a sit where we sit in silence. If you go to a Tazay service, you'll know that there's a 5-minute period of absolute silence where no one talks. There's no music. You're just sitting in this room with oftentimes hundreds of people in silence. And it's just interesting what you hear when you allow silence to enter into your life. What water are you missing because you're so clouded with the weeds and noise and music and concerts and parties and friends that you never actually take time to hear the bird chirping out your window? I remember one time my dad said he woke up and he didn't hear anything and he was asleep and he rolled over and all of a sudden he heard birds chirping. He realized that it was and he realized that he had lost hearing in one of his ears. It was just a short term thing. They figured it out, but somehow he had lost hearing in his ear. And because he was sleeping on the ear that could hear, he missed all the world sounds. And I think that was kind of an interesting way of looking at it. It's like, what world sounds are we missing because we are ostensibly silencing them with noise, if that makes sense. I know that's a bit of a leap, but if we're silencing them with stuff, drinking too much, partying too much, then we're missing something.
You're not talking to me. So I've started this. It's now been five years, but I go out and greet the day.
Yeah.
So the first sun, go out and look at the thing. If you go out and spend a minute just staring at the horizon or whatever, what is the number one thing that has shocked me just by doing that? What of something that I I've noticed.
What do you think that I think shocks you?
No, just the thing that I've noticed the most, if you just stare at the horizon for like a minute.
I don't know. What is it?
How many birds you'll see.
Oh, yeah.
It is crazy. I never leave without seeing a bird. I was like, wait a minute. Have I just not? I wasn't paying attention. There's so many birds out there.
Yeah, it's amazing. I just heard this other podcast about this woman talked about how she just allowed herself to. She was kind of living, had a lot of stress going on, and she said she wanted to find some positive ways of eliminating stress. And she felt like she was so busy in her life, in her routines, that she would just walk, similar to you, walked out onto her porch, and she was immediately stunned. But she just, in silence, didn't do anything, just walked out there and said she could hear the birds. And I think that anybody that's lived in a place where there are four seasons, I think it's a little bit more unique where you are because there's not quite as many, you don't have the demarcations of the seasons. But when you live most of the world, most of the country, you have these seasons. And right now it's spring for us here in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains. And I get up and I walk my little dog Chin Chin every morning. Oh, and little Rosie, she goes and does a thing. And I'm always amazed by the amount of bird noise that's out there. They're just out there getting going. And it's beautiful. And I love it. I have this vision of right when I walk out, the Blue Ridge Mountains kind of sit up behind us and the sun comes over the top of them. So you see that kind of, sunrise light that comes over. And it's just incredible to me. It's so beautiful. It's like, for me, it's the proof that God exists. I just think it's incredible. It's so fulfilling. And some days I don't want to get up and go out there because it's early and I'm tired or whatever.
But Chin Chin is like, we got to go, man.
Chin Chin, go, Pop. Yeah, she is like, hey, man, we got to get out there.
And I got to rock and roll.
Right. So,
but got to meet some dogs.
It's amazing every time that I go out and I see that. I will say this. It's just you and me. No one's listening to the show, Larry. So I'm just going to profess to you, my friend.
My mom.
I truly appreciate and have, of all the things you've ever said, you say a lot of stupid things and they bug me. But that idea of greeting the day, there's just something really powerful to me in it. And I remember the first time you ever told me, and I was like, wow, what a great idea just to go out and greet the day. Lots of people are like, what are you, a wacky shaman? No.
Well, that's what you called me, but.
Well, but there is great power in that. I don't know. It's just something amazing to me.
Hold on. So that one's caught on is my naked prayer. Is that going to catch on with you?
I don't know if that I can get on board with the naked prayer, but hey, you need to do what you need to do. You be you.
Okay, when I go out to greet today, one of my main mantras, which I thought of when I read this, Alive for a Reason, is I pray that the God of the universe, whatever you want, that I get fascinated with the small things and not the big things. I'm hoping that, like, dripping water, everything's art around us. Mm-hmm. I think, if you believe in the God, he's painting the heavens, blah, blah, blah. It's all art. Are you taking the time, as this post today says, to enjoy it, take it in, and let it affect you? Or are you paying attention to all the noise in your head?
You know, when oftentimes I think about Georgia O'Keeffe, who was raised in the East, in the East Coast of America, and she moved to New Mexico because she loved the beauty of the desert. And I often think to myself, the desert can be pretty brutal. If anybody's ever really been in the desert, I mean, it could be life or death if you don't have water and things. But if you have the chance to just take a minute and look at the desert, it's incredibly beautiful. There's just vistas that you don't get anywhere else. I remember the first time I ever drove through Eastern Ohio. I know it sounds weird. I just drove through. I was like, I had this vision of Ohio in my head. I don't know what I had growing up in California. It is so lush and green and beautiful. And this was like in the summer. Now, you know what summer's like in California. It ain't lush and green. It's brown. It's dry. It's dead.
You could say lush one more time. That'd be great.
But when you go in the East Coast and it rains all summer long, it's so beautiful. On one hand, you could say, I'm so tired of this rain. On the other hand, whenever I see a summer rainstorm, I'm always like, man, that's what makes it so green and beautiful here. So I do think taking time to listen to the water under the street requires a purposeful effort. Greeting the day requires a purposeful effort.
Can we put that into the official Smarticle lexicon, listening to the water under the street?
Didn't he love that idea of like,
I just think that was amazing.
I mean, the amazing fact that he would go that route every single day and never noticed it until the day he went late at night when no one was around. And also, it's like, wait, where's that water noise coming from? And it was just such a great reminder of how many things are we missing in our life. You know, I would challenge everyone listening to this podcast, maybe that's just you, me, and Pat, but everyone listening to this to say, take a day, an hour, a minute, a week to ask yourself, what water sounds am I missing? Mm. Metaphoric water sounds am I missing in my life because I'm not taking the time or putting myself in the position to actually hear the good things that are around me. I bet you it's a lot more than most people think.
Man, you just did like a full-on challenge on the Smart Goal Podcast.
It might become a TikTok challenge. It is a God Talk Friday.
Are you really?
God's miracles do happen, Larry.
Oh, man, I can't wait. Like, let's see what happens, Brandon.
Well, let's do that.
I heard the crickets. I heard the crickets.
Next God Talk Friday, I would like you to come back and tell me, did you actually take it seriously and go out and try? And if so, what did you hear? And for those of you in the audience, if you're taking it seriously, email us at the Smarticle Podcast, brandon.double@smarticlepodcast.com, and you'll find us. We're here.
Okay. This is how I would wrap this up. If there's too much silence in my house, mostly what I hear is my two young boys farting. So that's really mainly
but
the
maybe
silence.
But you're at home when they're not there. I think you're just being funny.
I'm mostly hearing their gas, Brandon.
Okay.
I feel like you're not getting the point,
and I would challenge everyone to do this. Email us. Let us know. Remember, when you listen to this show, it is important to us for you to like, follow, subscribe. We love doing this show. Even though it doesn't seem like it, I actually love working with Larry.
Okay.
So please join us. Give us a comment. Do whatever you need. But otherwise, anything else, Larry? Are you thankful for anything?
Thankful for you.
My soul.